Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My, how time flies. It is June the 7th. And we have had two people on the show already who we're watching. And we're talking about Margaret McKay in Cat Island and a good cousin of mine, Betty Bernadine. In the area in the United States, close to where we live. So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. You should know that numerous persons are watching and listening on various platforms. When we started, we saw about 336 people on the platform. And I really love those persons who participate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, things happened over the weekend in Jamaica. Much noise has been going on considering the clock for the under 20 girls performance, and that is the 4x100 meter relay. It was said no regional person who is a technical person confirmed the results. And I remember a long time ago, Bahamians always had technical persons to confirm the validity. The same might happen at the World Under 20, 4x100 meter relay. I'll tell you this, wherever they are in the world, the person who is in charge, there has to be some technical person who knows how to deal with that. The technical person or persons have to get it right. And I am not talking about Kendall Wright. Ladies and gentlemen, well, it will be another great day. And we are looking forward to our co-host, Philippa Arnett, who was supposed to be here. And when I called, she said she wouldn't be here. There was plenty rain in Nassau. Rain will not stop the show, though. We have an interesting guest on the way. But what I wish to do is to talk about some things as quickly as we can. And just give me 1 minute, please, and we'll be back.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil, Auerbach Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, by Vaughn L. Culmer, Insurance Agents and Brokers, and I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 42 years, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not old, though. I just keep it in my mind. My daughter is Alexis Hanna. She is my business partner. I couldn't do without her. We are the A team at Kalina and have a love for our clients. I can be contacted at 432-9161, and Alexis can be contacted at 476-0372. And that is it. So, what I wish to talk about while we're waiting for our guests to come in is that several things happened over the weekend, and we were talking about a lady from Jamaica who didn't hear the call of the gun. Didn't hear the call of the gun. And, you know, that is something else. She said she didn't hear it, and so she stopped running. So I don't know who listened, who watched track and field over the weekend. And, you know, plenty of things have been happening with track and field. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? And, you know, we also had, well, this happened in, oh, heavens, I'm forgetting the place where it happened, but it happened over the weekend. And Shikari ran, and she was second. And Elaine Thompson ran, and she did very well. She did very well. She is on her way to set a new Olympic record, a new world championships record. And you may know that there are a number of people who are trying to get to the world championships in Eugene, Oregon, and that makes a difference. Let's see who is here. Gordon Major, my neighbor, he is watching. He's always watching, Gordon. Thank you ever so much. I wonder if your brother does. So I'm saying that there is some excitement in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Some excitement in the air. And then we're talking about the NC2A championships. That is going to happen the last weekend of this month. And a ton of Bahamians have qualified for the NC2A championships. Interesting enough, the men run first, and then the women come afterwards. They have been doing this for a while. And hopefully some of those people who have been in the, what do I call it? Some of those people who, how do I put it, went to the, those people who came in for the event. I'm talking about the NC2A championships. The women run before, I mean, after the men. And, oh, man, that is something else to see. And, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited to see a young man who has been involved with track and field for a very, very, very long time. And he is going to be my guest, and I want to just let him know a couple of things. And here is this young man. If you can take this, and we can go with this, my brother, concerning a young man called Ed Bethel. Ed Bethel. So if you can put this on.
Yes.
Can you hear? Ed, for whatever reason, you wouldn't remember what the song was.
No.
We had it at Z&S when I became the public relations person at Z&S.
Oh, yeah? All
right. And this is called Kush.
Kush, okay.
It's called Kush. And who are they? The fellas out of Grand Bahama, the Coakleys.
Oh, the Coakleys, yeah.
And he just had a birthday about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I spent many wonderful evenings. Evenings in Freeport with him.
Yes.
In 76, 77, when I served as a head of Northern Service.
Yes, that is something else.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts, as we have it listed down there for you.
Okay. What do you want me to talk about?
Just what I have.
The early days of the Tribune.
The early days of the Tribune.
Okay, yes. I started out of the Tribune back in October of 1959.
I was a little baby.
As a sports reporter. Yeah, you just.
No, my brother would have been 2 years
younger. That's Spence.
Okay. Yes. All right. You were a little boy in short pants.
I was a little boy, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, sports wasn't all that big back then because, you know, basically it was only held on Empire Day and there were some school sports which started back in 1953, I think.
And then FOB.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
At St. Augustine's,
right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And St. Augustine's back then had a 220 track?
Yes.
Grass track?
Yeah, grass, yeah.
Yeah, so I competed in the very first high school sports. Mm-hmm. I competed in 800 meters.
You're talking about...
800 yards.
Yeah, you're talking about the...
secondary schools.
Secondary schools.
Right.
Not the government schools.
No, just government high, St. John's College, Augustine's, and QC.
Doyle Burrows and the rest of them could tell you about that. I'm going to have him on.
They would know that.
And the Frasers in the valley.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. Yes. But these were the four high schools. Government high, St. John's, SAC, and QC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And basically, the contest back then was between St. John's and SAC.
Okay.
Yeah. So I could.
Why was that?
I think they had a better. Well, I think they had a better sports programs, I think.
Okay.
I mean, the Catholics for sure did have a better.
Well, was that?
Basketball.
Okay. And, when we talk about government high, it's a different thing because Keith Parker came in.
And they really,
that was a different thing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's another different era.
Yeah, different era.
Yeah, that would have been in the 60s. I reported on that, in fact.
59.
Right.
He came from the Commonwealth Games.
Right.
And came
directly.
Tommy was so great, okay? And Tommy was the man.
right.
And what happened is that this young fella saw Tommy. Tommy went to the games without
a coach,
mm-hmm. coming from Michigan.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And what happened is that this young man was there in Wales. And whenever we see him, you know, Wales now, and would you believe, in 64 at the Olympics, he won the long jump. This is the person who was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
This was the person who lived where Tommy was, and he saw Tommy.
Right.
And years later, Stanley Mitchell and I always hook up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he always talks about
Tommy.
Tommy. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. would you believe this? There were things happening in Grand Bahama,
mm-hmm.
super events in Grand Bahama. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He was a long jumper who participated with that in Grand Bahama.
Yes. Amazing. But you're going ahead of me, because I knew Tommy in St. John's College.
Well, of course.
He was head boy for a time, but also head of... captain of St. Llewellyn House, which I was a member of. And he used to take us down to the sports center, Clifford Park, to train in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
He and Richard Crawford.
Yes.
And we ran around.
Richard Crawford?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not Richard.
Not Richard.
the coach.
The coach, the other, what's his name?
Yeah. Not Richard. His brother is went to St. Barnabas, and he was my doctor.
Okay.
Crawford.
Yeah. But
yes.
Was it Richard?
No, it wasn't Richard.
Okay, all right.
It wasn't Richard.
It was a Crawford, whatever Crawford's.
Yeah, they were right on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, you know.
On Shirley Street.
Shirley Street,
But he's also take us to the stadium, Nassau Stadium back in the day.
Of course, for training.
Uh-huh. But he was the coach, along with Rinky Isaacs.
One of a kind.
You remember Rinky?
Well, Rinky Isaacs was one who went to the first...
Bahamas.
From Vancouver. That's mm-hmm. where we started.
Right.
And he had the first, he was the first person to run
mm-hmm.
in that event. You talk about the first people. And there were two other people. There's Peepside mm-hmm. and Skeeter Dames.
Skeeter Dames,
All of them are gone, but Peepside is still here. Oh, looking very well.
Yeah, Cyril is still here, of course. And I remember Cyril very well, too. He used to come by us when we lived in Mason's Addition.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. And he's from Jamestown, and I just come up from Governor's Harbor. We were Luther boys. And they were really good to younger men like myself. Then I joined the Tribune, as I told you, back in 1959, and started out as a sports reporter. And then
how were you treated, and how long was that?
I spent 4 years at the Tribune. Years. Okay. But I moved away from, you know, you all around once you get into to journalism training.
Of course.
With Arthur Fuchs back then and Sir Etienne de Puch, who were my mentors. Then we had people like Oswald Brown who came aboard. Nigel, and they all did sports as well. But basically, there was more baseball going on, baseball and softball and basketball going on. So we covered events at the Priory, covered events at Clifford Park on Sundays, baseball.
Well, you didn't have an opportunity to follow up with Andre.
No, Andre left in 1954. I mean, I knew Andre from a boy.
And baseball started
just shortly after that.
Under what's his name? Punker's daddy.
Yes, Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell. Yeah, he was first commissioner. Yeah, he was the first commissioner.
He was one of the members of the B3As.
Yeah.
But at the same time, 1954 is when the baseball was formed.
Right. Yeah.
In those days. Yes.
Yeah. The B3A started what? 52.
52. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Right. So 52.
Well. No, we didn't start in 52.
It was
52.
Incorporated.
Incorporated in 52.
Yeah. Yeah.
And A.F. Adley was the person, and the only person living now is Orville Turnquest.
Yeah. So Orville. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. There's only one person living now.
Yeah.
But he was in A.F. Adley's office.
Well, that's 70 years ago.
Yes,
was a very young man. I remember Rudy Moultrie was also part of that.
Oh, yes.
And I remember when I ran in 53 in the sports meet at St. Augustine's, Rudy was one of the judges. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, young man, you're going to be a good runner, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He greeted me at the line.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there we go. And so for 4 years, I stayed at the Tribune, and then I got a job at the ZNS in 1963, in March of 1963, as a sports reporter.
Yes.
And I forgot, we used to cover things like Hobby Horse Hall as well.
All those things,
A little bit of rugby when the sailors came. British sailors came on the ship, and they had events over at Eastern Parade.
But what do you remember this?
You lived in the valley.
I lived in the valley, but when you go over the hill, didn't you see the people from Britain? You know what I'm talking about? Where Tommy lived in that area?
Oh, Hawkins Hill.
Hawkins Hill.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about you had these people who came from abroad to us to make sure that everything was well.
Okay. I don't remember that.
I remember that very much.
I was a Western boy. I didn't get to these that often, you know.
Yes,
I was in Baynetown. I was in Cambridge Alley, actually. But I was on the fort for quite a while, too, my early days. My first days at St. John's started on it. So I knew the guys on the Fort Hill, the Winnie Ann Reds.
You remember one of the players who were there? He's still living. Lived up on the Fox on the Fort Hill.
Dougal Small?
I know Dougal very well.
You know Dougal?
I know Dougal very well.
There was Kelsey Bethel, my namesake.
I know that name.
Yeah, there was, who else? There was Manfred Strawn, who just passed.
Yeah, but there was this fellow who
fellow we used to call him Monkey?
No. His sister was a nurse in... PMH,
mm-hmm.
and I see her every now and then. But this fellow is still living.
Okay,
on top of the Fort Hill.
Yeah, okay. Then it was
one of the best.
And one of the Dawkins brothers.
Of course.
Then the Seymours, Copy Seymour, and those were there as well. So, yeah. So we got to know them, and then there was the Culmers as well, Spiggy Culmer.
Well, of course. Yeah, which school did he go to?
SJC. Well, no, that one went to St. John's. He went to St. John's.
Oh, he went to St. John's.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was his, what was he able to do?
Spiggy was a baseball player, a tremendous base dealer.
But he was also a high jumper.
Yeah, that's right.
What I knew.
Yeah, you're quite right. That's right. Yes, yes.
We started also to talk about something that you and I were doing about the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And the millennium, we thought something was going to be wrong, you know.
Everything was going to go off.
Everything
off track.
Was going to go off. So we put together the top 100 sports people in the Bahamas.
Outstanding, yes.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Could you remember some of the names? I have some of the names there.
No, I don't. This old man gets a little faulty.
Yeah.
But I would think Andre Rogers would have been one.
The boxers
would have been.
As a matter of fact,
Gormio Brennan.
Of course.
Elijah Obed. Yama Bahama.
I have stories about Elijah.
Yama Bahama.
Yes.
We had some great boxers, you know. Talking about boxers, I would think of the all-time greatest boxer to me was Gormio.
Gormio from Bimini,
yes.
and he is still in Florida. And the other one boxed at the, what's the name of the place where you have in New York? Everything happens in New York.
Yeah.
We always had the indoor meets.
At Madison.
Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
He told me about his performance.
Yeah, because Gormio won the Commonwealth middleweight champion twice.
So
people didn't realize. And he really had tremendous, terrific opponents.
There are two people who are doing something with that.
Mm-hmm.
And one is Pat Strawn.
Yes.
And the next one is the person who went to, was the president of the Olympic Committee.
Oh, yes.
Wellington. Yeah.
Wellington Miller.
But what I'm told is that he boxed against our man in Cuba at the Olympics.
Wow.
There's a story about that.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is that they have a ton of people who are good and ranking. Oh,
absolutely.
And excellent.
I think if those gone by athletes, those athletes of old, if they had the training that they got, the training that present athletes get today, they would have been just as good.
Well, you know, if we go back a little further, there's somebody called whose father went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty of people going to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Craig Flowers, daddy went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Major went to New York
when he was the man in New York.
But he...
Charlie Major Jr.
Yeah, he went up there when he was about 14.
Yes.
And then stayed with the father and then wound up doing all kinds of things, high jump.
Yeah, he was...
And when you look at the indoor meet, you would see his name.
Yeah.
It is just... And then he had a St. Bonaventure.
Mm-hmm.
He had the school and a track named after him.
Absolutely.
Isn't that something
incredible? I mean, Charlie Major Sr. is really an outstanding. He would have gone on to the Olympics with Jesse Owens.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he didn't have...
He didn't have the...
The papers, number one.
Right.
But number two...
He wasn't an American.
He was not an American.
Right.
But he was good. But I'm saying that when you look at that indoor meet,
that is right there
for Charlie Major.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Charlie, yeah. And he was one of my mentors when I started to do sports. You know, he just said, come and be my MC for my boxing matches over the stadium.
Right.
He'd give me pound one.
I see.
1 pound one every time he had a fight. He says, come, you be the MC.
Let me tell you something about Charlie's son.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school in Jamaica.
Charlie Jr. Mm-hmm.
And the former president of the Jamaican Association, I'm forgetting his name now, he's passed. He said that in the pen relays, Charlie Jr. could start and hold himself to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we also had a number of other people who went to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and one was what's his name? I'm trying to remember his name. You know, a fellow who worked at
Track and Field.
Yeah, but BTC.
Mm-hmm.
BTC.
Yes,
and he lived somewhere out west. Okay, he lived somewhere out west, and what I am saying is that this fellow was He was a jumper.
High jumper.
A high jumper or sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this fella lives by where Penling's house is, not there, as you go around the corner
mm-hmm.
from there. If you go around the corner, close to where, what's his name? well, in that area, in that area.
Sanford Drive there.
No, not Sanford Drive. All the way.
Okay.
You know DeCosta Williams?
Yes, I know.
I'm talking about where DeCosta Williams lived.
I see. Okay.
And that's where this fellow was living right around the corner from them.
I see.
And he was very, 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 very good. And that's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we missed something.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that next week. But we'll start it now. There is a young man called Boone's Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He had the opportunity to, he was a sprinter, a 200 meter man, and a long jump man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a junior.
Right.
And he came from the government schools.
Right.
Oh, man, and he was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to have him on the show next week because it's unbelievable what he was able to do. Playing, what do you call it now, rugby and all of that. So we'll hear about that.
He's one of the hill thrillers, you know.
Hill thrillers. So there's somebody here that watches again and again.
Uh-huh.
Her name is none other than Sabrina Unique Lady Porter. My dear, please tell me who you are. You know, we don't hear these names that often. But we really appreciate you coming up on the show and seeing that, you know, you are a person, you enjoy track and field and all of that. What are your thoughts, Ed?
Athletics is my sport.
Oh, yes.
My sport.
Uh-huh.
It is the only sport where you are the only competitor. You must do what you got to do.
Oh, yes.
You know, win, lose, or draw.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's all about you when that gun goes off, if you're a sprinter. Or, you know, it's what man has always done, to see who can run the fastest, see who can jump the highest, and who can leap the farthest. That has been the Olympic creed.
Well, I'll say this. When we go to the Olympic Games from that time, look here. You know, when the Olympics start, when track and field starts.
That's right. It's the glamour sport. It is a glamour sport. But, you know, I grew up, and you would remember, too, the ABC man, Jim McKay, who used to come on every Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
I think
he used
to come on and says, spanning the globe to bring
the
constant variety of sports.
Of course.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletics.
That's what
this is ABC's wide world of sports.
World of sports.
Man, we just stayed tuned to that radio
and
listened in. And he was such an expert. I remember him during the Munich Olympics.
Of course.
And he kept us all abreast during that awful time during the tragedy in Munich.
Back then. Well, let me ask this.
Kirk Smith covered that.
Kirk Smith covered that.
So I covered the 68 Olympics.
68 Olympics.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about the 68 Olympics?
Well, the big one was when Tommy.
But some of the other people.
Well.
The black glove with
Carlos and those.
And we're very close.
Oh yeah, and I got
John
to,
Carlos.
I got to know John Carlos as well, and I remember
Tommy Smith,
and I remember coming back home and doing an editorial on it. But we couldn't condemn them.
Yeah.
What they were doing was absolutely correct.
And would you believe this?
You know,
years later. They're celebrated all over the world.
Absolutely.
All over the world.
Absolutely. They were really the pace setters in showing people that sports do count and black people, black lives matter. They started that.
And John was the third person.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who beat him? I don't remember the name now, but he is from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? In Australia, the people didn't care too much about people without color.
Right.
So Tommy and John had the opportunity to speak at his funeral.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
And I think I had seen the book someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was working on that. Not him. One of his children was working on that book.
Wonderful, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it is truly, athletics is truly human drama. And I mean, I watch all the sports these days because that's what I am, a spectator.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, our girls and boys are doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was so disappointed, though, to see what name left in the track the other
year. Oh, yes.
What's the name?
Yes, this is Anthony.
Anthony, yes.
But you know, she didn't have a gun.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a thing that there has to be a something that hey, to let them go.
Yeah, but eight others went. You know, and she was the only one who didn't yet. So I wondered what happened. We'll have to find out from her.
And I'll tell you something while we're talking about that. You've heard of Sabathia Fines.
Oh, that's my girl, man. I think she's one of the golden girls. She's so unassuming.
Well, let me tell you this. We were in Spain for the championships.
Right.
Okay, in Spain. And she false started in those days. Well, now, if you false start, you're gone.
Yeah, you're out.
But she false started and had a composure. And when the race started again, guess what? The lady from Jamaica, she actually competed in the around the world.
Right.
Okay? And she ran all down to 80 meters, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she walked back slowly, and then Sabathia was ready to go. And she won the third place, the bronze.
Right.
And that's the very first Bahamian who has won a bronze medal.
Wow.
Okay? I'm talking about the championships now,
not
the Olympics.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know, you go on talking about the other people and all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chandra.
Chandra Stirrup.
Yeah, she was able to participate in championships, because
right.
you know, you have it all around the world.
Right. Yes, yes.
As a matter of fact, she was a bronze medalist, I think, or silver medalist in the world championships in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of them.
I see.
So we have a good number. Yeah, and we're talking about Levan Sands, bronze medal, and he beat the person who had the world record, you know, and all of that.
Yeah.
You know.
But it started a long time ago. You remember Timmy Barrett's?
Without a doubt. Yeah. I've had Timmy but not to talk about track and field.
Is that right? Yeah, you need to say.
No, I
remember him coming home and interviewing him. He was talking about it the other day. He asked me if I had a copy of that tape. I said, no, I don't.
Well, let me tell you about Timmy. When the stadium opened up, QE, okay, and it had people from all over the country. It was not just St. Augustine's and this and that and the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had different people. Martin Lundy could do everything, by the way, we were in our class, and he wanted to do the triple jump, and I say no, and I had the opportunity of beating Timmy Barrett.
Is that right?
So how did that happen?
Well, on any day that could happen, man. You
know
that? No.
No. Timmy had a problem with his heel.
Well, there you go.
With his heel.
There you go.
And Keith Parker trained him and trained him. And one of the things he said is that as you're going to jump, you have to ensure that your last two jumps, you have to get more speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the more speed, you go higher. Okay. And then he went to Puerto Rico.
Right.
And he really did much more than he do in the Bahamas where we were here.
Mm-hmm.
And Timmy was great. Timmy had the opportunity to get third place in the NC2As.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided that he tied with Southern Cal.
Right.
And he went to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to Jamaica, would you believe that he was the first Bahamian to win a medal?
Is that right?
In the CAC championships in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And then, later on, he went to, I forget what the place is in South America, where he was a part of the 4x1 relay team with Mike Sands and I think Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Johnson. So, right. you know, we right. have a great history.
Right, right.
But take a look at those photos.
Yeah. You remember the road races we used to have?
Model Bakery.
Remember Cleeso Munnings?
Oh, Cleeso Munnings?
Yeah.
What would we call Cleeso? Nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Cleeso was quite a guy, man.
Yes.
Cleeso was, he ran like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Frank Reming. You remember
Frank? Pancho
Reming.
Reming,
yes. Pancho.
Well, he would run from Fox Hill.
Yeah.
And he went to Government High, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
He would run from Fox Hill down to the Prairie,
right.
I think.
Right.
Yes.
And then we had, back in the day, we had Tommy, the other Tommy.
Yes, you're talking about Thompson?
No, Tommy.
Tommy Grant. Well, he went to that meet where the first time we had a meet, other than it was the, what do I call it now? It's something to do with just that area.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with Cuba and none of them and all of that. So there were a number of people who won medals. As a matter of fact, one's birthday is on the 7th of the month. And he lives right around the corner. He lives right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And went to St. Augustine's from Long Island.
Okay.
From Long Island and went to St. Augustine's.
Right.
Okay. And then there was this young man who's a policeman out of, of those days. We had no problem, somebody who was by St. The Catholic Church going up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
But mm-hmm. there's a man who is married to this young lady who does... things that you like there, that kind of thing. And she was there, but he was not from. He may have been from Trinidad or one of the other places.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that there was a fellow who ran the 800 meters, and he lived through. What's the name of the place? The corner, just east of where there's a liquor store.
Where is this?
I'm talking about Wolf Road,
mm-hmm.
through that corner.
Okay.
So he was the one who was a part of the 4x4 team.
I see. Okay.
And then, fellow who lived right around the corner from St. Augustine's,
mm-hmm.
Dean.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking?
Dean. Yeah, I remember Dean. Dean was very good. Yeah,
he
was an excellent sprinter, yeah.
Yeah. So they did well. They did well.
Yeah. But, you know, the back in the day when I covered sports, the places really were Clifford Park. Clifford Park was at Empire Day. And then you had St. Benedict's Hall in the Prairie.
Oh, yes.
Everything happened there. They played ping pong. You know who was one of the great ping pong players too? Dr. Francis Adley.
I didn't know that. By the way.
Good, one of the real good players. I think one year he won the championship.
By the way, I saw something that they were doing something for Francis Adley. I mm-hmm. can't remember what it was, but I only remember.
He was an outstanding table tennis player.
I only remember mm-hmm. that I went to his office
uh-huh.
near to Doctor's Hospital. Well, it wasn't Doctor's Hospital.
In Centerville, yeah.
In Centerville.
Yeah, right.
I could always remember that.
Yeah.
Somebody stole my bicycle.
Oh, yeah. And he also played good cricket. He was a good cricketer as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
A good cricketer. That's back right. in the day, you know, growing up here, cricket was the game, too.
Was the game.
Every
the
Sunday
game.
You went either to Windsor Park or Haynes Oval.
Yes.
Or St. Bernard's Park.
I hear you.
And there were days, man, as young boys, you know, but we couldn't do too much because my father wouldn't allow me to play baseball or anything on a Sunday. You know?
Tell us about your father, Ed.
Well, my father was quite a disciplinarian who didn't think you could do anything.
Don't fool around.
On Sunday, you only could go to church.
Uh-huh.
And he lived to be 99 years and six months.
I could remember you. Yeah. Came down.
I came from London to
right before he died.
In July. Before. Yes. I left him 2 weeks, and then he died the day I was returning to London.
Oh. Okay.
And because it was. Because it was July 10th, and I had to be in London for the National Day. I asked my sisters to hold back the funeral for a week, so I came back for that, But he was an organist in his church for many, many years, his Methodist church. And he lived to be long, but you couldn't play anything.
Anything.
You couldn't bring cards into the house. You couldn't bring funny books into the house, comic books into the house. He wanted you to learn everything. And I remember on one occasion I won a game for St. John's at in high school, and he was very proud of me on that, but that was it. Sports couldn't do anything.
I'm looking for this now. It says...
What is it?
The West Indian, West Indies Federation Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it was called. Yes.
So if I could take a moment, I don't know how much more time we have, but on the 11th of the month,
mm-hmm.
my coach from St. John's University. He taught me, and he is 88 for the 11th. And then, he taught me track and field.
Right.
And then we have somebody called Gina Brown. Gina Brown is my first cousin,
mm-hmm.
and his and her her aunt was. In-law was, you know, Goofy Brown?
Yeah.
They lived all in that area.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
lived in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now Gina Brown.
Okay.
And she does very, very well. Yeah. And I talk about the people who know music.
Mm-hmm.
And one is Christian McBride.
Mm.
He does a saxophone.
Wow.
And he was 50. He was celebrating 50. Now, I need to just talk about the last couple of things. We had the opportunity to, speak with he is Felix Stubbs' brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is in Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I called, and I couldn't believe it. He just hooked me up because I was not able to reach him.
Uh-huh.
And guess what he said? He is in Texas. Mm-hmm. And this is where our Honorable Prime Minister is right now. And he is celebrating his 71st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable that he wanted to find a way to connect with him. And lo and behold, you know, they're close enough.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll tell me what happened.
I see.
And let me just mention one more thing. I am talking about the labor man. I was telling you about that. The labor man.
Sir Randall.
Okay. So I was very close with him.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he told me? He wanted downtown. He mm-hmm. wanted me put together a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Penling.
Oh, yeah.
And he was going to knock him out. I mean, downtown. I mean, it's unbelievable. He was one of a kind. And you have a connection with Fox, don't you?
Yes, of course. Sir Randall was married to my first cousin.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I knew him a long time ago after they got married. And when I came to Nassau, he took Leander and I, Jackie's brother. Leander's passed. You may remember Leander.
I know him very well. Lover boy and everything. No, he was.
Yeah, he was married to Jackie Barnett.
Yeah,
he was also another outstanding athlete.
Guess what? Somebody asked Jackie... how's she doing?
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Man, I dropped that fella a long time." But he was good. He was in our Rotary Club and with BEC.
Yeah, Leanne and I slept in the same
BTC,
bed.
Yes.
Leanne and I were very close.
Yeah,
it was quite a... Yeah, but, you know, back then... So Randall used to take us to the movies, take us to the cinema and the Nassau Theater, and he'd go skating with us. You know, he was quite a guy. I knew him all the time. He wrote in his book, Fountain, The Mountain That Moved, what's it called? his book. He writes to Brother Ed, who are still in the struggle.
I don't read.
He is great.
I don't read. His wife. His wife gave me the book.
Yeah, read that book. It
well, and you know, I, of course.
Read it, man.
Beware the Funeral.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's in marriage.
BJ Daughters was saying that he was waiting outside wondering who this woman was.
Yeah.
And she was much younger, you know, than we thought.
Yeah.
That really was something else.
Yeah, no. It's...
But I understand it came over that her daughter is doing something.
Yes, Rosalie.
It is something else.
He was a perfectionist, I mean, you know, he was just one of those fellas. He had those children practice. He used to tell me, you don't practice to make perfect. You practice perfectly,
perfectly
to become perfect. Yeah, he was quite a guy.
So, finally, we have somebody who passed. You probably shouldn't know him. Mm-hmm. His name is Bernard Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, I know Bernie. Chanel's brother.
Chanel's brother, mm-hmm. And Danny's brother.
And Danny's brother.
And you know something?
Yeah.
I go to First Caribbean in Palmdale,
mm-hmm.
And I see him there every now and then. I think I saw him about 2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was a big thing. I said, I'm glad to see you.
Right, yeah.
Glad to see you.
Right.
And that night, we got something coming that he died. That is life.
It is what it is. You live and you die.
Well, Ed, any closing thoughts?
Not really, except to say that I'm delighted to see where sports is going these days. I'm happy to hear that we're going to have several international sporting events come back to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm also delighted. I'm dying to get out to a sporting arena. Nothing surpasses.
I hear you.
Surpasses athletics.
Yes.
And to route for your team. To me, it's what it is. Eh? I like to take my young grandchildren to see Matt. You know, there used to be a Chief Justice of the United States who was asked, which part of the newspaper you read first?
Yes.
And he said, I read the back page.
Yeah.
And I said, why? He said, that's the sports page. He says, why? You read the sports page. He says, because this is where you see man's achievements.
Of course.
On the front page, you see man's dilemma.
dilemma.
And man's shortcomings and failures.
Yes.
So sports does so much good for people. And I think the more we could embrace it, the more we can get our young people involved in sports and the arts and entertainment, I think we'll have a better country.
Well, I was here. I was talking to some four people who came, and we were talking about Carifta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we were downstairs. I said, do you anything in the arts? They say, no. I said, you need to do good things in the arts. You can't be one-minded.
Right.
Well, if you went to St. Augustine's, you know you can't be one-minded. They could do all kinds of different things.
Variety, eh?
And once you learn that,
right?
You know, unfortunately, my daughter was supposed to be doing a piano or something like that,
mm-hmm.
And she had a challenge that day with the lady who had, one of them had passed, you know, the two girls?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yes,
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, so Alexis said that the daughter of this person had a challenge, so she just didn't go by.
Right,
didn't go by.
Such is life,
Well, thank you ever so much. The place that I was talking about was in, trying to remember the name of the place that... I'm talking about Anthonique.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She was in Doha. Was it Doha?
No, it wasn't there.
No.
It was in...
It
was a place right in... Oh, man. I've been there several times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the place where you have...
I'm trying to remember, too.
Yeah. It is not Rome.
It is not Rome. Okay.
But it's a place.
It's Italy? Was it Italy?
It's not Italy. It's not Italy. It is not Italy.
Oh, yeah. It was Morocco.
Morocco, you remember?
It was Morocco, yeah. Morocco. And it was a noisy arena that night because they were drumming.
We're drumming,
a lot of drummers, yeah.
So I have been there once.
Yeah.
Don't plan to go anymore.
Yeah, I've never been to Morocco. Yeah. I'd like to.
What I wanted out of Morocco is that you can go to the edge of where the Berbers sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
But I won't go there anymore.
I always wanted to go to Casablanca.
I've been to Casablanca.
Yeah.
Casablanca. What is the thing about Casablanca? It's the paint.
Yeah.
No, it's the paint.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's called Casablanca.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, on your bucket list.
Yeah. Get there one day.
Well, my brother, thank you ever so much. And we're looking forward to another unbelievable, exciting show next week.
Good. Thank you very much for coming, and for helping me.
We could not do it, Ed, without this young man. We couldn't do it without this young man. So we call him Ali.
Ali.
But he...
ain't Muhammad.
No, it ain't what we know. it ain't the longest serving president of an Olympic Committee in the world.
Oh, I see.
Even longer than, what's his name? I'm talking about Castro.
Oh, Castro. The president.
Yeah, the president. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Castro's for life.
Yes, yes. For life. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, too. Okay. Thank you.